Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESC Insight calling. The summer of sport, the summer of song, the Eurovision community's here for you. Coming up in the show, broadcasters doing Eurovision again in 2022, watching Eurovision again in Lego, and Eurovision again returns! Spot the hashtag for this week. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome wherever, whenever, whoever you are to ESC Insight's Eurovision Insight News podcast. 7 days in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. 7 days of summer. Ooh, there's an idea. It's quite quiet for news. Things are going on, though we're going to gather them all together. And the community is finding lots to do, so that's where you're going to find your Eurovision. But we've got some news, a nice little bit of interesting tidbit from the contest just happened in Rotterdam, actually, because Eurovision 2021 was one of the field lab test events in the Netherlands, looking at how large-scale events can run in the face of COVID-19. Looking at those attending the event, not including anyone working, such as the delegations, the press, the venue staff, there will be a report on that later. Studies have shown that there were just 48 infections over the 9 shows open to the public, which is something like 30,000 visitors into the Ahoy Theatre. That gives a rate of around 1.6 per thousand, which is far below the Dutch background rate of 4.9 per thousand. The precautions clearly making a difference. Okay, looking forward, Eurovision 2022. Don't go expecting venue confirmations or dates for another few months yet. Just keep thinking about it as mid to late May and somewhere in Italy. We could be in Rome again. We could be beneath the Trevi Fountain lights. We could be in Bari, Bologna, Florence, Milan, Naples, Pesaro, Reggio Emilia, Rimini and San Marino, Rome, Turin, Verona and San Remo, all indicating there we'd quite like to host. Now, curiously, the major venues in each of those cities all have programming on during May that would need to be either accommodated or moved, apart from Turin. Now, that doesn't make Turin a slam dunk, by the way, because in previous years we have seen major concerts with dates rescheduled for tours all happening to get the contest in. But, of course, it's a long summer, there's not much news, so everybody, calm down. Not going to hear for another couple of months yet. Neither are we going to hear details about the show. REI will still be looking at the sort of big building blocks rather than things like the hosts. But Alessandro Catalan has thanked the Eurovision community for their interest in having him host the contest next year. And in a subtle way, just keeping his name in contention for what could be Italy's second biggest hosting gig of the year. The first, of course, being San Remo. And Alessandro is in the running to be the next artistic director. And if he manages to land both of them, that would be a big 2022. In terms of the song contest, we can add one more name to our confirmed in public list. More could have been confirmed in private, but let's just go with the ones you've said, yep, definitely. And joining that list, no surprises here, actually, Swedish broadcaster SVT. Look, most of these countries are pretty much expected, but there are formalities in our paperwork, and let's go through it. And there may be a surprise non-appearance. Occasionally, we have had countries which we were expecting to go just didn't go. So our list of 13 at the moment: Australia, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Israel, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, San Marino, Serbia, Switzerland, joined by Sweden. And if you're looking to watch the 2021 contest again, a friend of the parish, Alexandra Kroger, has published his latest Lego Eurovision video up on YouTube, recreating Rotterdam 2021 with the wonderful Danish plastic that we all know and love. And he's got old junior Eurovisions, old adult Eurovisions and more. And that's it, youtube.com/Eurovision with toys. We'll be right back. 1 month later than expected, but still going ahead, Junior Eurovision takes place in Paris on December the 19th. Hashtag imagine. Our entry list is still at 9, but we can score Moldova off that list as well. They've confirmed that they will not be returning to the contest this year. As mentioned previously, Albania is going to say yes or no in public by the end of June. And the last few years have seen the previous winners of the adult contest, i.e. whoever's going to host next, pop up to the contest. So we're expecting RAI and Italy to return as well. In terms of country news, still Germany and the Netherlands keeping their things apace. Germany, here's just a reminder that it's the submission deadline next Friday, June the 25th. So if you're in Germany and want to enter your song and yourself into June Eurovision to represent Germany at their second Jessica contest, you've got a week to do it as of when we're recording. And over in the Netherlands, last week, Dutch broadcaster Avro Tros confirmed the 10 singers who made it through their selection process to appear at Junior Song Festival. Now we know how the acts are going to be made up. There's going to be one five-piece group. That's going to be Angelina, Sarah, Faye, Mira and Celine. It's going to be one trio, Jade, Louis and Leova. And there's going to be two solo acts in there as well. One will be Ayana and the other will be Priscilla. Okay, country news-wise, well, Måneskin continues to pretty much show everybody that they're going to be around long after the song contest confetti has settled. Let's see, Zinni Bono passes 100 million streams on Spotify. That's only the sixth Eurovision song ever to do that. And we think Waterloo has an advantage there. So can we say 5+1? Måneskin number 6, Mons Zelmelo at 5, the aforementioned ABBA at 4, Lorraine at number 3, Mahmoud, number 2, and Duncan Lawrence at the top there with number 1. What else we got? 3 songs in the Billboard Top 100 for the Italian rock band I Want to Be Your Slave at number 18, Zinni Bono at number 21, and a cover of the song Begging popping in at 47. That chart, as I said last week, is the excluding US songs. But if you do include and go to the other chart with the songs, they still have 2. Number 29 for I Want to Be Your Slave and number 36 for Zinni Bono. Also, let's look at a potential UK top 10 for them as well. The midweek chart had I Want to Be Your Slave at number 8. Not the Eurovision song, but the song that everybody has picked up in one of the album tracks. I can't think why. Over in Malta, although it's not yet confirmed it's going to be a Eurovision selection, PBS have announced the return of Malta's X Factor. This has been used to select the artist for the island and the song contest, both in 2019 and 2020. Destiny winning, of course, in 2020 and carrying over to the 2021 entry. So we're watching that at the moment with keen interest. We may have a Eurovision pickup on that one in the next few weeks or months. Portugal hands us, oh yes, there's some sports ball going on reference for the week, with its national team adopting the 1984 Eurovision entry from Portugal as their anthem for the contest. They've mixed in a dash of the Inception horn and crowd football chanting just to give it a bit more power. The dream of both lifting the trophy and being together once more after the pandemic being represented in song lyrics such as "Sometimes I'm also a happy yes or a sad no and I give my life for a day of illusion." It's a wonderful remix, reworking of the song. I'm hoping that's going to be available online as well. Sweden's The Mamas, who are lined up to sing for the country at Eurovision 2020, have released a summer cover of Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, highlighting a wonderful body positive message with some subtle lyrical changes and twists. You can have a listen at that one in the usual musical haunts such as Spotify, YouTube and everywhere else. And finally here, a little eyebrow raising at the United Kingdom. Ahead of her new album release, a single-sourced story in a tabloid suggested that Jessie J is on the BBC's wish list for a Eurovision 2022 representative. Naturally, lots of discussion online, lots of use of the hashtag Jessie J climbing up the social media charts just in time for that song release. What fortuitous timing. Yeah. Right then, what have we got community-wise in the world of the song contest? Well, obviously, ESCinsight.com, and it's the summer months, and we know that many of you go back and listen to our daily shows, but every couple of days, sort of reliving the Eurovision fortnight at a slightly slower pace. Well, you can do that just to subscribe to the podcast. All the episodes are going to be in there, or you can listen to them back online as well. And if you are listening, do think about leaving us a review in any of your favourite podcast applications, libraries, and content aggregators. You can also listen back to Jukebox Journey and see how badly we got our predictions right or wrong. What else? Look, we're just going to highlight Second Cherry as well. Matt and Monty continuing their run looking back at the songs that didn't make it through. And if you're listening to us at the podcast radio.co.uk, they've got that delightful Saturday evening primetime slot for Second Cherry to air on the airwaves across the UK. Although you might want to skip it this week, because Eurovision again is taking place this Saturday night, the 19th of June, as we all watch an older contest together as it debuts on the official Eurovision YouTube channel. The year remains a mystery until 15 minutes before the show, which starts at 8 p.m. UK, 9 p.m. Central Europe. Hashtag Eurovision again, and let's see how high up we can get up that social media chart. There's some sports ball that we're going to need to try and beat, so that could be an interesting one. And as always, we'll have a companion podcast of interviews, rules, music and trivia about the Eurovision again contest year, and that'll be available for you to listen in the usual places right after the show. In terms of diary dates, we don't have anything new to add. Submissions close next week for Germany's Junior Eurovision, Norway August the 15th, the Netherlands August 31st, and Finland September the 6th for Eurovision 2022. We got the national final date in Germany's Junior Eurovision September the 10th, Sunday the 19th of December for Junior Eurovision, and of course, that deadline for songs being made public on September the 1st. Anything released before that? It's not going to happen at Eurovision if it got a commercial advantage. Anything September the 1st and afterwards, start of the season, all songs are fair game. But before then, we have the summer months to go through. We'll be here on Insight, keeping you up to date with everything that's happening in the world of the song contest and the songs, the artists, and our friends out there wide on the internet. So for now, stay safe, be kind to each other, and still keep washing your hands. Ta-ra for now. Cue the guitars. The ESC Insight News podcast this week was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence and the ESC Insight team. Find out more at www.escinsight.com and support us at patreon.com/escinsight.